There came a time when wearing this thread could cost a Jew his life. To kill it was not lost with the destruction of the Second Temple. It survived at least another 500 years. The Talmud is full of it. How to dye it, how to tie it, where the chilazon lives, how to catch it, the sages and their tekelet, living, ordinary, practical Jewish life. The Romans, who ruled this land, prized those snail dyes as highly as anyone, enough to stamp the snail on their coins. And gradually the emperors closed their fist, decree after decree, until the finest of these colors were reserved for the imperial family alone. And for anyone else to produce or even own them became a crime close to treason, punishable by death. Tekelet was already staggeringly expensive, by some accounts worth up to 20 times its weight in gold. Now the dye works were under imperial control, and the thread on a garment was evidence of a capital offense. And still, Jews wore it, and smuggled it, and risked everything for one blue string. In the end, it was Roman oppression, and then centuries of war between Byzantium, Persia, and the Arabs over this coastline that extinguished the industry. Not only for the Jews, but for the world. The chilazon went back to the seabed, and the knowledge died. Ve'achshav ein lanu elavan, shehatekelet nignaz. And now we have only white, for the tekelet has been hidden away.